So before we launch into a review of The Undoing, a couple of things. First, if you could subscribe below, that would be great. Secondly, if you haven't seen The Undoing, there are going to be spoilers in this, so maybe watch that and then come back to this. And finally, I am going to be riffing off of someone else's perspective of this show, but I wanted to share it with you because I think it's really interesting and important. So I thought it was great. Well written, great acting. Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman, Donald Sutherland. I don't know the name of the son of Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman, but he was great too. They're all great. Great writing, suspenseful, interesting. Couple of things that happened throughout and sort of talking or looking up things about the twist at the end and things like that sort of made me, for some reason, develop these elaborate schemes as to who the killer was. You know, I kept thinking for a while, like, oh, it's got to be Nicole Kidman because she's crazy and, like, she looks like she's guilty. She was walking close to the crime scene that night. It's got to be her. No, wait, I think it's Donald Sutherland, the grandfather, because he didn't like Hugh Grant and he paid somebody to frame him. And then I thought, well, it could be the husband of the woman that got killed, and like, he hated her. Maybe he could have framed Hugh Grant. Maybe it was the kid. He had the hammer. And there were a couple of times where even Nicole Kidman's friend said, it's always the husband, always the husband. She said it on at least two occasions. And I thought that was a setup for her to be wrong. Something, you know, that you think something is going to be obvious in life, and then it turns out that it's crazier than what you think. But clearly, if you've seen it, Hugh Grant is the killer, the husband. It's always the husband who had killed the woman. I'm just going to tell you, if you haven't seen it, he was having an affair. He ended up killing the mistress. And there was a point at the end of it where Donald Sutherland, the father of Nicole Kidman, said to her, you know, you're always thinking so clearly. You always see everything so clearly, being a clinical psychologist or psychiatrist, one of the two. But I'm so shocked that you can't see how obvious this is. And it turned out to be the obvious pick, which was always the husband. So the brilliant thing about all of this, I think, is that this show or this director takes you on a trip of denial. So you don't want to believe it's the husband because that destroys the family. I used to listen to conversations between Joe Rogan and Duncan Trussell over and over again. It really was great because they got into so many deep areas. And one of the areas they would get into is this idea about how worlds change and how things change based on human behavior or thoughts. And the example they would always give is how when there's trauma in a family, whatever it is, you know, if it's something terrible, there's a period of time, maybe indefinitely, but certainly for a while, where nobody talks about it, nobody mentions it, because the moment that they do, the family is either changed forever and or destroyed forever. So that's what this show felt like to me at the end, and after having thought about it and having discussions, is that you went on that journey of, like, we were, as an audience, married to Hugh Grant. And we didn't want to believe that it was the husband because you think, well, he's having an affair, but maybe we can mend this and, you know, you can save the family or whatever. Never happens like that. But you went through that denial phase until you get to the end where you realize, I can't believe that I didn't stick with the initial thing of, well, clearly it's the husband. I mean, who else would have done it? I think it's still strange that she was walking close to the crime scene the night that it happened, having no awareness of what was happening. But overall, for some reason, maybe it's just trying to be too clever on my part. Like, I think, aha, I've got it. This is what happened. And it just ended up being the obvious answer. But I think it was great for two reasons. One, because it's great. And the second reason is because of them, what seems like purposely taking you through the denial phase. We were inside Nicole Kidman or inside the son. They didn't want to believe that he was the killer, and so we sort of went on that journey with them until the end, when we finally snapped out of it and realized this is a monster here. That's it. Thanks for watching. Go to patreon.com/arthouseradio if you like this show. I've got a couple big videos happening right now. Castaway, Lost in Translation, getting a lot of views. So head over there and check those out. Make sure you subscribe, and I'll see you next time.